Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Chisholm is here. John is a new friend of ours. He's the CEO of John Chisholm Ventures, which is a technology consulting and investing firm. He's a serial tech entrepreneur, the president of and chairman of MIT's Alumni Association, the author of a new book, Unleash Your Inner Company. And he's our new friend, John Chisholm. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. Delighted to be here with you.
Good to have you here. John, you're not only a real live entrepreneur, you've lived it and breathed it and made a success of a number of ventures, so you know the alpha and the omega of this whole process. As you look out across the landscape, and I know you're doing a lot of this, you're talking to entrepreneurs face to face, and I know you're touching them with your book as well. As you look out across the landscape, are you as concerned as I am about the state of entrepreneurship in America and the small business sector in general?
Yes. I think there is every reason to be concerned, Jim. And I talk about it in the book, Unleash Your Inner Company. If I may, the first 24 chapters are a step-by-step guide for discovering the ideal company for you to start based on unsatisfied customer needs in areas that you're passionate about and your own strengths and skills, and finding the best fit between those unsatisfied customer needs and your strengths. And that process goes through chapter 24, which is goes to scaling up the uniquely differentiated business you've created.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 25 focuses on the exact point you're raising, regulation, the hidden roadblocks to your success. And that talks about how, in most respects, starting a business today has gotten easier than it was 25 years ago when I started my first business.
The marketplace has made it easier.
Yes.
Hasn't
yes.
Because
yes,
you, it doesn't take as much capital to get one started. You can find your niche without having to conquer the world. Those are things, but that's thanks to the marketplace, isn't it?
Exactly, Jim. The one respect in which starting a business, in my view, has gotten harder is regulatory compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really difficult challenge for us as entrepreneurs, as a nation, because there is no single regulation that is a silver, that if we killed it, that would be a silver bullet. There are hundreds and thousands of regulations, and each one limits the possibilities for an entrepreneur to make a living for himself or herself and their family.
Mm-hmm.
Each one limits the opportunity for innovation. It is holding back our quality of life and our standard of living without even us seeing.
Well, there's also, John, I'd like your thoughts on this. There's a straight line impediment to entrepreneurship from regulation, but there's also a dotted line impediment. And by that I mean, more and more, as you know very well, more and more small businesses are the integrated partners of big businesses. We're not just backwater mom and pops anymore. So the dotted line for me is all of the regulatory compliance and the burdening of our customers, which prevents them from giving us contracts. That's the dotted line part. So it's a compounding effect. What do you think?
Yes, there's so many different ways that regulation hurts us. I say it hurts businesses in three ways. One is, it makes it harder to get the business off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it makes it harder to innovate. And three, it makes it harder to grow the business. An example of how regulation makes it harder to get the business off the ground. When I started my first business in 1992, you could more or less freely hire somebody who is available to the extent that you could afford to hire them for as many hours per week as they were available and as you can afford. And then as you grew and as they became available, you could gradually, smoothly bring them on full-time as employees. Mm-hmm. Now, no matter how many few hours they may be working for you, they may be assumed to be employees, which means that you are liable for a whole raft of regulatory compliance issues.
That's right.
And
this is, and so, some of this is new stuff, folks. This is not the old IRS 20 rules of an employee. The Department of Labor is ramping this up right now, even as we speak, aren't they, John?
Well, yes. I mean, even just taking the IRS rules that are there's six pages of regulations and forms to ascertain whether an employee is an employee or a contractor. And if you want to treat someone as a contractor rather than an employee, you may have to hire an intermediate firm to hire them as a contractor.
Right. And then contract for that. John, let me ask you.
And then pay a premium. Or you may have to hire a legal expert.
Before we go to a break, you're alluding to it a little bit. What should we do about this? How do we break the entrepreneurial spirit loose from government overload? How do we do this?
Well, I suggest both things that entrepreneurs can do and both things that we entrepreneurs need to be advocates for in terms of public policy. So in terms of what an entrepreneur can do for his or her own business, they can either simply swallow it and comply with the regulation, they can work around the regulation, or they can oppose the regulation. Mm. And in my book, I give examples of each. There's a famous example of a 9-year-old boy who in the Midwest who succeeded in getting a regulation overturned in his community. I can give the details of that. Yeah. And so I say to entrepreneurs, if a 9-year-old boy can do it, you too can overturn a regulation.
Aren't we all going to have to? But don't you think that one way is to rise up at the voting booth and elect people to Washington who pledge to deal with this and to try to eradicate some of these regulations?
It is absolutely necessary to be proactive in the voting booth, Jim. I'm disappointed, as I'm sure you are, that this issue has not been very visible, or the candidates have not been very
well. It's because people don't put it on the front burner, and I've been talking about it for a long time. Hey, John, I need you got a website quickly you want to give us?
Yes, www.unleashyourinnercompany.com.
That's the name of his book. We'll get the other one after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.